What is freedom? Is it the absence of rules and discipline? Or is freedom submitting to rules and discipline? I believe freedom begins with submission. Let me explain it this way. I like to play golf, but it's a difficult game. You don't just grab a club for the first time and whack a ball 300 yards straight down the middle of the fairway. I wish it were that easy. A golf swing takes years of practice to develop and a lifetime to master. And yet, it's the discipline itself that offers me freedom. The more I discipline myself to master the mechanics and rhythm of my golf swing, the freer I become to hit the right shot at the right time anywhere on the course. There is freedom through discipline in other areas of life as well. When we understand the vocabulary and syntax of a language, for example, we're free to express ourselves. When we submit to the discipline of a good diet and exercise, we feel better. When we practice integrity and faith in our everyday lives, we develop good character that rises to the surface when adversity comes. And when we submit ourselves to the wisdom of God and His values, we are free to live a more joyful, happier life. Discipline and rules are counterintuitive. They anchor us, but they also give us wings to fly. They hold us back, but they also set us free to achieve far more than we could have otherwise. To discover new freedom in your life, discover the joy of submission. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.